Blog Talk Radio.
Protests and growing national outcries continue over the death of George Floyd.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more free of speech. I gave him chance and chance and chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police to shoot you and know that you dead but still tell you to freeze. Love, I seen what I seen, I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get even, throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison, my mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a life sentence plus, we just some products of our environment, how the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames some. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist.
Here, let me speak to you, baby. Talk to your body and teach you my language. I know you're used to these women that's timid. See what I want, then I get up and get it. Hey, I know I get a little crazy. I need somebody to tame it. Hey, he love my lingo, I'm wet like a free throw. And when you done playing, let me know.
I want you to know now, baby, it could go down. I don't wanna talk about it, baby, let's just go down. When you talking to me, you gon' have to do me. Every time you think you're leaving, you running back to me.
Talk about where we're going before we get lost. Let me ask us, can't get what we want without knowing. I've never felt like this before. I apologize if I'm moving too far. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're going. Yeah. Started off right, I can see it in your eyes. I can tell that you wantin' more. What's been on your mind? There's no reason we should hide. Tell me something I ain't heard before. Oh, I've been dreaming about it. And if you are mine, so stop thinking about it. Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Figure out where we're going. Penthouse view, left some flowers in the room. I'll make sure I leave the door unlocked. Now I'm on the way, swear I won't be late. I'll be there by 5 o'clock. Oh, you've been dreaming about it. And I'm what you want. Stop thinking about it.
When your guy that I normally don't talk a lot, I open the door and she walking out. A couple of things you should figure out. You want to eat steak or eat Waffle House? I'm grand late night for the both of us. You live by the grandma, don't post enough. Relationship girls, I don't know enough. I was in love with the streets growing up. I'm calling her phone, she don't answer. I'm texting her phone and she blocking me. Oh, she in a bag, she cocky. You don't want her with me, then stop me. Her family be tripping, her ex a lame. My friend be all in my deal. My daddy the police and you already know me. I don't never want to see him.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk about it?
Yeah.
It's your boy, Big Speaker. I am back, man. It's been a minute. Happy to be back on air. For real, for real. Most definitely just loving it. And, you know, been a lot going on, but we're going to get into today's episode off the rip, man. I'm so excited about this episode because it's February. So why not talk about love? Talk about relationships. I'm going to say that. I meant to put that in the details in a better way. But a lot of stuff that we do and that we do for people should be out of love. Because love is the ultimate, it's the best thing. Now, granted, I heard a lot of people talk about, especially my generation, you know, we talk about how, you know, what would you rather have, love or loyalty? And some people say love, some people say loyalty, which is understandable. No, I see where they come from with both sides and how both sides can affect a lot of things. We're going to focus on love, though. Because February is the month of love. And also, it's Black History Month. You know, last weekend, I wanted to get on Black History Month and stuff and all, and how, you know, our history just kind of been downplayed. But I think I'm going to get into that next Sunday, into the next episode. But like I said, we're going to get back into love, though. I want to ask everybody, you know, have y'all ever been in love? Like, been in love to the point where it's just like, you don't even realize it? Because let me explain the definition of love in my opinion. Love is doing something for somebody that doesn't take a lot of effort to do. You don't second guess it. Not even that. You can't second guess someone when you do something out of love for somebody. But love is just being there for a person without having to want to have any benefits to it. Like, there are benefits to love. But the difference is, when you genuinely care about somebody, when you genuinely love somebody, you don't care about those benefits. And I'm talking about the good ones. And sometimes you can accept the bad ones. But you sit right there and you don't want to, like, kind of how people say you don't want to do something, but just doing it just because you know you're going to get something in return. Nah. Doing stuff out of love, not just having to be in a relationship to do it, but just doing something out of love can take you and the person you bless or the person you talk to or whatever the case may be a long way. And being able to sit right here and be like, I have done stuff out of love. A lot of us have done stuff out of love. But did you do it? But here's my question to everybody. Did you do it genuinely? Or did you do it knowing I'm going to get something out of it? Because if you're doing it to get something out of it, that's not love. That's just like being in a relationship with somebody. If you're in a relationship with a person just because, because of their sexual activity, that's not love. That's lust. And there's a difference. And I don't think a lot of people know the difference. Or a lot of people don't see the difference. You know the difference, but you don't see it because you're too busy caught up in lust. When you love a person, you don't hurt them. You don't sit back and treat them wrong. You don't sit back and do them dirty. Now, granted, do we make mistakes? Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. Relationships, you're going to make mistakes. But like I tell everybody, when you love somebody, you focus on what you can control and don't worry about what you can't control. Because like I said, you're going to make mistakes. But if you can control those mistakes to where you don't have to hurt that person, then okay. But the stuff that hurts that person that you can't control, you try to learn from. I saw this on social media. I'm gonna share it with everybody. This lady, her husband and her, he never missed dinner, not one time. But this particular day, he missed dinner, and she was upset. She was highly upset. But this is what love coming with love and talking to God and just having a clear understanding of life. It helps. She said she had to ask God of, like, God, he didn't miss dinner. Like, I'm furious. And God was like, you have a decision to make. Because the man pulled up at the house by this time. And he told her, you had a decision to make. Either you're going to show love to this man, or you're going to question this man and give him a hard time. And see, because you never know. So after she said God said that, he opened up the door. And she looked at him. And she saw the hurt in his eyes. Because before she got there, it was the nerves kicking in of, you don't miss dinner. You don't do this. Like, what are you doing? Are you out talking to somebody? But nah, when you involve God in it and you ask God, what can I do to help evolve in this? He's going to give you the answer. So when he walked the door and she made her decision of, hey, baby, how's your day? How are you doing? This broke down and said, you don't understand the day that I had. And right then and there, she knew, like, I got to be more aware. I may not can't control what he went through today, but what I can control is how I sit right here and handle things when it comes to him. That's what love is. Love is trying to understand your person, your partner. Not even just your partner, your family members. You may have cousins or whatever. But when you love somebody, you try to understand them at a level to help not just you with them, but them with you. You don't sit back and just be like, it's a one-way street, that's it. No. You both put the time and the work in to show that, hey, I care about you. I love you. And I want this. So the best way to tell if you really love somebody, and this is my opinion, and I can't lie, it has worked, you know what I'm saying? It's probably a lot of people's opinion, but the best way that I can tell that you can find out if you love somebody is time. Time will tell. How you move, how you handle things, how you treat that person. What do you do when that person's not there? It tells it all. And you just have to evolve with it. But we're going to get back into it, man. Let me play. I'm about to get y'all into some Booed Up by Ellie Mae. Let's get it.
Gotta tell you what to do.
That was Miss Ellen May, man. I ain't gonna lie. When that song came out, ain't like, hey, but we had the thugs singing that song, man. Man, grown men singing that song. I could never forget when that song came out. Man, that's crazy. She dropped that song, and it just took over the world, for real, for real. Man, like I was saying, back to what I was saying, you know, we sit here, and I think, and I'm going to say it like this. A lot of people misuse the word love. We think, oh, because we're doing this, and I'm about to speak for relationships now. We think that because we're buying, you know, nice things for our significant other, doing this and that for our significant other, that we're good. And we're really not. Because we do that and then turn around and go do some other stuff that we shouldn't be doing behind our person back. But because we're doing it, oh, I love them. Oh, I care about them. Oh, this is who I'm talking to. But you ain't showing it. Because when you love somebody, and this is what I have learned, when you love somebody, when they not around, you still move like they are around. Like, when your friends, I'm going to just use friends as an example. If the person you're talking to, boy or girl, was right there, and your friends are like, hey, we finna go to the club and do X, Y, Z, stuff that you do when you're single. would you still do it? A lot of people would feel like, yeah, I still do, no, I'm just going on. No. I'm going to say that there's nothing wrong with going to the club because you're in a relationship. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's, y'all, you know, you and your snicker go to the club, or you and your guys go to the club, you the girls go to the club, cool. But here's where we draw the line, and I want everybody to listen. You can be in the club, but hold yourself accountable. Hold yourself responsible. And you don't even have to just be in a club. You don't have to be drinking or nothing. You can be out. You can be getting drinks. You can be out to eat, whatever the case may be. But you still have to hold yourself responsible for the stuff that you do when your significant other is not around. That's what love is. Love is when when another person try to come talk to me and I'm talking to another, and I'm talking to somebody else. He said, no go. Bye. Out my face. I don't even want to talk to you. Hey, look, I'm talking to her. That's what it is. Love is not, hey, oh, you talking to somebody? Yeah, I do, man. But, you know, we can be friends. I get your number and stuff. Nah. Because guess what? If your significant other was doing that, how would you feel? How would you feel if you just went through your significant other phone and you just saw a lot of girls in their phone or a lot of guys in their phone? You wouldn't even know how to act, man. See, most of us think that we do this and that and that we're good. No, love is not about the bigger things, the finer things of life. Sometimes it's the small things, the dusty things. Now, granted, are you supposed to stay doing the small things all the time and the dusty things? No. And by dusty, I'm not actually just, you know, y'all know what I mean. You take steps in love. You take baby steps when you love somebody, even especially in a relationship. That's what I'm really finna focus on right now. In a relationship, to build, to grow, the number one thing is take time. That's first off. Take time and see how dating this person, how being around this person is. Now, granted, if that person starts doing stuff you don't like, you have the room to sit right here and say, hey, I don't want to rock with this no more. Because especially my generation. When we were younger, you give a 4 to 6 months time period to act right, do this. Okay, cool. Oh, I love this person. Oh, this my forever. Oh, this who I am. This we for lifers. We all this. Okay, after that little honeymoon stage, when that moving dump truck come hit you, and you get off the ground, you start seeing all hell done broke loose because that person did. That person put on the front for you. I say catfish you. They not who they portray themselves to be. Then you sit down and be like, man, what did I do? To build real love, and I mean real love, you must take time. You must know each other. You must discuss and sit down and say, baby, let me tell you, what's a deal breaker? What is it that you like and what is it that you don't like that I do? Or what is it that I can do to help us grow? And the same vice versa. Because when you want it, it's going to happen. When you take time and build with each other, that's the best part about it. Love is not rushed. That's what I'm finna say. It's not rushed at all. But when y'all are able to build with each other, grow and understand each other's needs, and I'm not just talking about sexual needs, I'm talking about the real life needs of when I'm going through something. Hey, I need you to have my back. That's what real love is. Now, as men, we carry a lot on our shoulders, and that's because we have to. We're the leaders. But sometimes, as women, We want y'all to, not even say we, I'm not going to say we. Sometimes as women, we hope that y'all see us when we go through stuff that y'all be like, hold on, we a team. So what you go through, I go through. So let me hop in that fight with you. Let me go to war with you. Cause when it's time to go to war, and I'm going to speak on myself. When it's time to go to war, babe, I'm behind you. What's happening? How you feeling? What you need? What happened today? How was work? Because that shows that I care. Oh, I'm finna go to the store. You need some? I know you like them little. I know you like the little ice cream that we get. Little, you know, little chips, some little snacks. You know, so you want some of that? You good? When I come back, we finna talk. We finna make sure we know ain't nothing wrong. But I just want to check on where you are mentally and emotionally, because how your mental state is at all times in bad times will determine who the person you want to deal with, who the person you're in love with. Now, sometimes we do get blinded by love, because that's what the most dangerous part in life. And I tell people that all the time. I'm going to say it right here. There's nothing wrong with love. There's nothing wrong with loving somebody. But the most powerful, the most dangerous thing in life, it's not a gun. It's not a bomb. It's not a threat. It's not even whatever you think it is. It's not heroin. It's not, however you said it, it's not weed. It's not alcohol. It's love. Love is the most dangerous thing. You want to tell you why and why. And people can say, speaker, why you say that? Because sometimes when we get blinded by love and we don't think, or we're not strong enough to sit right here and think for ourselves, we'll go do something that we know if we was in our right mind, we wouldn't do. In life, and a lot of people have died because of somebody else, because of love. Oh, I'm in love with that person, man. Well, you and her started talking 6 months ago. So what you, and boom, he got popped in the head. All because he's still in love with the girl that you talking to. Or she's still in love with the guy you talking to. But you don't sit down and think like, hey, I'm strong. But the key to life, I'ma wait. Hey, let me get into this. Let me get into this GM. My love don't change, y'all. Let's get it, man.
morning. Make you breakfast in bed while you're yawning. And I don't do everything how you want it. But you can't say you're mad. Don't be honest.
Cause I know true love ain't easy.
Ain't easy.
I know it's you cause you complete me.
Complete me,
and
girl.
I just don't want you leaving.
No, I can cut it, girl.
Even though I give you reason. Cause baby, sometimes
I can tell just by your face this part of us been gone. There's no replacing what we had going on for so long. But when it hurts, I can make it better. Girl, if it works, it's gonna be forever. We've been through the worst, made it through the weather. Our problems and pain, pain. But love don't change. Ooh, love. Don't change. Oh, yeah. Girl, you still hold me close when you see me, and you still make me know that you need me. And I know sometimes you don't believe me, but you stay on my mind, so believe me.
Cause you have my heart, don't break it.
Oh, no, don't break it, girl. Just by your face, this part of us been gone for so long. And I know there's no replacing what we had going on for so long.
But when it hurts,
I can make it better.
Girl, if it works,
it's gonna be forever. We've been through the worst, made it through the weather. Our problems and pain.
Yo, your boy is back, is back, is back.
Typical ordinary scenario.
I can't control.
When
I
was trap, I overdose.
Tried everything, but you won't.